This is Robin Gunn coming in here, always feeling forever young, because that's how we feel between our two ears. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out here for 30 years called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. And if you were here by mistake, no, you're not. Stay on this dial because I have a really good show for you today. All right. Let me tell you, we have had these wonderful people on before, Villages OKC. Would you tell me real quickly, Dana, what page y'all are on in the current issue?
59.
Page 59. So they're going to be in our next issue, too. This will be the third issue that they'll be in. The concept of Villages OKC, I was introduced by the young lady you just heard speak, named Dana. It's your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Olson.
The one and only.
That's right. That couldn't be more true. And that's in a good way. So Marilyn Olson is the executive director of Villages OKC. We're going to get into this more because the title of our show is Love Your Age, Villages OKC. Whatever age that is, love it and then grow with it and do great things. Even if that is a smile to your neighbor, that's doing a great thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of nods on radio, so y'all can't see that.
Yes, yes.
Yes, speak up, Amy.
For sure. Get my radio vibe here.
There you go. First of all, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've been around for 30 years. That's right, 30. I'm not even old enough to have something at that age group.
No way.
Absolutely not. Somehow, I'm a Benjamin Button, so I'm aging backwards.
Absolutely.
So the Oklahoma Senior Journal was invented because my mother was looking for somebody for her mother, Laura Diffie, of that wonderful Diffie Ford Lincoln. What are they?
Diffie Ford Motor Lincoln.
Sounds right. Co? Is there a co?
They'll be going, Robin, you got it wrong. Anyway, they're out in El Reno now, started out in Bethany, and my mom was the main caregiver for her mother. And we just literally could find no material out there to help my mom. What I decided to do is I'll just make my own. And it was 16 pages. Now we're 88 pages. This magazine also has helped us with my dad, who had dementia a little over 15 years. And I can't believe how much the Oklahoma Senior Journal helped us in the care of him. And Villages OKC was literally thought out of a concept of neighbor helping neighbor. So that's why the Oklahoma Senior Journal is 100% behind villagesokc.org if you want to learn more about them. Villages with an S, okc.org. So you can pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal at 650 locations in the 405 area code by going to OK, spell out senior, spell out journal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com. Go to the little menu, pull it down. You can listen to any of these radio shows there, as well as where you can pick up a copy. If you don't want to get out and pick up a copy, again, go to okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word, and you can read the entire magazine online. So without further doodly-doos, I'm going to tell you who we've got in the station today. Now, I have mentioned they're from Villages OKC. I know that those that know about Villages OKC feel like it's more of a 50-plus age group. Is that right, ladies?
That's correct.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So what age group are you, ladies, without actually telling your age?
We're in the 40 zone. Is that a word I can use?
Yes. I'm not afraid to say I am 47.
Look at you! High five, sister.
We're loving our age.
I'm only afraid to say because for a whole year I got it wrong. I had miscalculated. And I wished my husband a happy birthday on Facebook with the wrong age. So
it happened.
I'm hesitant to do that
totally.
Again.
Totally. There was that a nephew yesterday. I go, now you're 25, 26. And he goes, hang on, Robin. And he had to count back.
For sure.
And then he goes, I'm 27. I go, you're in the age group that you don't need to count back.
Mere baby.
Exactly. So anyway, I want to tell you about the two ladies. Amy, you're going to say your last name.
Sharola. Amy Sharola.
Sharola. Like you said to remember it, how?
My Sharona, but my Sharola.
Perfect. That'll keep. And you actually work at Villages OKC.
I do. I'm the operations manager.
Woohoo! I have no idea what that means, but I know it sounds important.
I kind of know what it means.
I just take care of all of the things.
That's exactly.
If something's gone wrong, it's probably my fault.
That made me laugh. All right. We are actually running out of time, so we're going to take a quick break to pay for a little air real estate, and we will be back with both of these ladies' full bios and get into this fantastic show about Villages OKC. Love your age at any age here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal on Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Angel Myers. I'm the owner of The Event House, as seen on HGTV's House Hunters. Well, I would like to invite you to come to see my house, The Event House. If you're looking to host an event on a lakefront property, our event house was designed to host all your events from birthday, graduation, retirement parties to corporate meetings, maybe even a girls' night out, or have your family reunion in the backyard by the lake or the pool. For more information about The Event House, either call or email me, 405-850-3025 or angelmyers67 at iCloud.com. Hey, also come see my other house, the Angel House. It's an independent residential share home for 40 plus, 50 plus. We are now open. If you're looking to shed the burden of home ownership without giving up your comfortable way of life, it's waterfront, it's your own home, come see us. For more information, Angel Myers, 405-850-3025. You can email me at angelmyers67 at iCloud.com. Once again, for more information about the Event House or the Angel House, please call me in Oklahoma City at 405-850-3025. You can email me also at angelmyers67 at iCloud.com. I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Denny, the new owner of the Gardens at Quells Springs Assisted Living and Memory Care, formerly called the Bellagio. We are in the Quell Spring area next door to the Crossing Church on North Portland Avenue. We offer amazing senior living options, affordable pricing for assisted living memory care, a wide variety of different style of apartments, 24/7 trained staff with exceptional care for your loved one, meaningful life engagement programs with the Quail Spring Coffee Bar, and restaurant-style meals. Come by and check us out at 14300 North Portland Avenue. You can visit us at our website, gardens@quailsprings.com, on Facebook, or you can call us at 405-260-8111. Again, you can reach us at the gardens@quailsprings.com, or you can reach us at 405- 205-260-8111. GardensAtQuellSprings.com.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
That's Robin Gunn coming back in here as your hostess on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And ladies, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Wow. Set that to music.
I feel like a backup singer.
Right.
That was perfect. And you're listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. So stay here. Stay right here. And we're going to tell you more about Villages OKC, which the theme is Love Your Age at Villages OKC, whatever age that is. I always say I'm only just begun age. It's a Karen Carpenter throwback.
Of course. Gotcha. We've only just begun. I was singing that in my head. I'll be Richard. You be Karen.
Get the key ivories out.
Oh, I love them.
I did too. Man, that woman could sing.
Mm-hmm.
Such a unique voice. Okay. Shout out to Karen.
Free press, Karen.
All right. So I've been talking to Amy
Shirola.
That's right. Like
my Sharona. My Sharona. Yes. But
it's Shirola.
Correct.
She brings corporate organizational experience and intergenerational connections to the organization of mature adults. Yeah. Who are those? Where do you start being a mature adult? I haven't gotten there yet.
Me neither.
It has nothing to do with age. We know that, right?
That's right. Amen. Because we love our age at any age. Her experience at Hertz, how long did you work at Hertz?
A little over 5 years.
I had a cousin that worked there, Diane Parker. No. All right. As a fleet accounting supervisor. And then you got into some food-based businesses as an entrepreneur. What were those two food-based businesses?
I ditched corporate accounting.
Good for you.
To be a caterer with my bestie.
We owned two. Name?
Her name is Jamie, okay. And we owned two women and a whisk. And we did some wedding catering for a few years.
Okay.
And then we were done with that. Both went our separate ways. And later I started a pie business called Pie Prerogative. And I made homemade pies.
Life-changing pie.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Okay. Well, I can make a mean buttermilk pie.
Ooh, that's good
really
to know.
I really can.
Is your crust homemade?
Bummer, no.
That's the important part. That's the key. That's the key. My crust, your buttermilk. Let's do it.
Well, I just eat the buttermilk, right?
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
And it was from my Aunt Gloria Dale Diffie that I learned. And she actually won Betty Crocker.
Okay.
She won the Betty Crocker Award
one year.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to learn this.
Nice.
And it was so fun going over to her house. We're never going to get through this show.
Okay.
That just shows you how fun VillagesOKC.org is.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So Amy here, she also, besides the food-based business and Hertz, had leadership as the alumni director at her alma mater. So what's your alma mater?
It was Southern Nazarene University.
Oh, okay. That's where I went to.
Yeah.
It's the time to begin.
Sorry. I had to do the commercial. Yeah.
And now you do this podcast, Around the Campfire with Amy.
Yes. Clearly, I can't stick with anything.
Bring your own s'mores.
Yes. Yes. That's just my little side passion project.
That's really cool. So how would somebody find your podcast?
It's on anywhere you can find podcasts, Spotify, okay, Apple. Yeah. Just search Around the Campfire with Amy.
I love it. Okay. I'm going to have to listen in. This radio show is also on same kind of platforms as you, so that's wonderful. We're sharing podcast platforms.
Yes.
So you have spent years loving and learning from two sets of grandparents. My grandparents are my
Yes.
As you said, somebody said, my jam.
Yeah.
I worshipped, especially my grandpa that started Diffie Motor Company. That man said, Robin, you always have to ask her what the answer is. No.
Ooh.
It always has said that to
me. That's a good life lesson right
there. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. So I ask away. So it's good that I'm in sales.
That is good.
So your grandparents, did they hail from Oklahoma City?
Uh-huh. I had two sets. Well, they lived all over. Kansas City really was one set. The other set, they owned a little place called Thompson Jewelry on 39th Expressway, if anybody remembers
that. Yes, I 100%
do. Yep. Those were my grandparents. So I had two awesome sets of grandparents who lived long lives.
Oh, good. What were their age groups when they met the Lord?
They were both sets were pastors and pastors' wives.
Okay.
So if that tells you anything, they were,
you
steeped in it.
You are well suited for your position at Villages OKC as the operations manager. And your husband, Andy, your parents to three young adults, two in college and one in high school. Where are they in college?
That is correct. Well, I have one at Southern Nazarene right now.
Okay.
Next one's going in the fall. And then one at Bethany High School. So.
Okay. Keeping it all close to home.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dana Bellows, did you ever think we were going to get to you?
I was just asleep over here, taking a nap.
Get the cattle prod.
Amy's
out.
Too interesting. I really can't keep up. Let's just move
Not
on.
So. Let's move on to your bio.
Let's go. Wait for the segue, Amy. Dana Bellows is villagesokc.org, if you would like to look it up, media creative and project manager for the GIFT workshop. I just went through the GIFT workshop.
Yes, you did.
My word, people. GIFT, G-I-F-T. What does it stand for?
Gathering Information for Transitions.
And they always have special speakers. It takes you 4 weeks to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to just tell a brief synopsis of what the GIFT, what is that? And why is it called a GIFT?
Well, it is a place that you can document several different areas. So personal, legal, medical, financial, and basically all of the things that people used to have in a filing cabinet, now you have in a binder that you can grab at a moment's notice. Because we all know a crisis never happens in a good time, right?
Right.
That's why it's a crisis. So you need to be able to grab something and go. And it forces you in a supportive way to make some decisions about what you want so you can get what you want. But
That's
you have to think about it ahead of time.
That's right. And write it all down for your loved ones
or
friends. Your broad experience with State Farm Insurance, what did you do for them?
I started there my senior year in college. So I became an insurance specialist. Got my Series 6 and 63, kind of dabbled in a couple of things, and then I moved over to United Healthcare and did group insurance.
And you did that for 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you worked at Christian Brothers Automotive, which we know is very much known for their honesty.
Absolutely.
And what was your position there?
I do the bookkeeping.
Okay.
Anything the owner doesn't want to do.
That is exactly me. I have somebody that does all that back office stuff. You have rapid fire skills needed for small growing organizations like Villages OKC, which is starting to really grow.
That's the truth.
It truly is.
Rapid is a good word.
Okay. Dana was part of the initial story behind the GIFT workshop and has been learning about aging close up for the past decade. Love that. Dana and her husband, Ruben, are parents of three. One is in elementary, one is in middle school, and one is in high school.
That's correct.
And then, of course, we all have parents that are aging, too. And so people that have kids even part-time or full-time with aging parents, but, you know, love yourself at any age.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it pulls your attention away. And that's called the sandwich generation, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all already knew that.
For a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We got 1 minute.
We're just too interesting.
So I mean,
what are you going to do?
So when we come back in our next one, we're going to talk about all about Villages OKC. It's going to knock your socks off. on what all they do. So if you don't have socks on, go put some on. This is Robin Gunn, your hostess, and you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, ladies?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. I had a little bit of a latecomer in there. Freedom 96.9 FM. Alrighty, this is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for what, ladies?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. So we are actually going to get around to some questions now about villagesokc.org is how you look it up, or you can call them at 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637. We will be giving this information out at the end of the show as well. So my first question is, how in the world did you two 40-year-olds become involved with villagesokc.org?
My mom started Villages OKC.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Marilyn Olson. Yeah, it wasn't her idea, but she started the one in Oklahoma City because there's multiple villages all over the country. This is not her origination story. But
and will you explain that it's not a place?
That's correct.
I have people ask.
It's a plan, not a place. So it's not a place you can go work out. It's not a place. I mean, we do have a physical office location where we meet and host things and work out of, but it's really more of a virtual community. That's how I would describe it.
Right. But you also meet at different locations all over the city, and you even take trips.
For sure.
And it's neighbor helping neighbor, volunteer helping somebody else that maybe it's not their wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
So forth kind of thing.
A lot of the people that come our way, they're retired, but they're not done. They still have a lot to offer, a lot to give. And they were very successful in their prior life before retirement, and they have a lot to offer. So you don't have to just go home and watch Price is Right is what I am taking away. And some of these people can work me into the ground. So they've got a lot of energy. They have a lot of ideas, and they want to learn new stuff. So it's just a cool place to be.
I absolutely dig the whole concept. So do you have anything to add to that, Amy?
All of that, of course.
I avoided the real question.
You did avoid the real question. So I friends with Marilyn, my family, for a long time. And just recently, my almost 100-year-old grandmother passed away. And I actually had the honor of staying with her for her final 2 weeks of life. For other circumstances, none of my family could help, and it was literally just me and her. And so Marilyn was key in just walking me kind of through that process, because you want to do it right, but you don't know what right is.
And that's exactly
so
right.
She was a real support to me. So then fast forward to, maybe a year later, when she was looking for some office help, she asked me if I would step in. And I said, oh, sure, but I have a lot of things I want to do, so I don't know how long I can be here, but I'll help you for a little bit. Well, here I am over a year later.
Wow, Amy.
Totally committed to the cause. Yeah. I mean, I bought in, and I got the tattoo.
Man, and drank the Kool-Aid.
Right.
Well, Marilyn speaks very highly of you, and I'm not just blowing sunshine up your side. I promise.
I appreciate that.
She really does. Okay, so that's great. And Villages OKC is such a concept that literally gets people together that maybe would have never been together before.
Sure.
And then I think you guys have had a marriage out of a village person.
We do take credit for that, 100%.
Yeah, two of our members met at one of our functions, connected, had some chemistry, and
some cupidness,
got married. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people lose their community when they retire. If their work is their community, all their coworkers are their friends, when you're done, you lose that. And so that's kind of a great place where Villages OKC steps in, is that we're your on-demand community. You can still use your skills. You can still use your skills that you had, you know, in your past life, as we like to call it. But, you know, a lot of people, they want to travel, they want to do other things, but they still want to slide in and be useful and purposeful when they can. And so we provide a place for people to do that.
I talk to so many seniors, of course, doing this for 30 years. And one of their main, I hear it every time, we even do questionnaires at events, is they don't want to lose their purpose.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. That is their number one thing. And I don't know what I'd do with myself if I was retired. You right. can only, you know, go fishing so long.
Right. And most still do. I mean, it's this
yeah.
isn't.
So it's kind of a back and forth
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. That's right.
It's just go. They get to choose. Mm-hmm. Like, I only want to do something for 10 hours this week. Like, a lot of the people Dana and I work with, granted, this is our, like, we're still, we got kids, we got to make money.
Sure.
But a lot of our coworkers are retired and just work part-time when they want. But they bring so much value to what we're doing. And so we're so thankful for them, even if they breeze in one day a week and breeze out.
Yeah, and they're breezing in with knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let me have probably both of you answer this. Why are you all in, literally all in, about the concept of aging successfully or loving your age?
I would say because if you're not aging, I mean, the alternative is you're not here. So yes. I'm all about pro-aging and doing it as well as I can. Mm-hmm. And what I'm figuring out is it's not something to be feared.
Yes.
It's something that you can look forward to, enjoy, but it does take some planning. So it's a little bit like having kids. Like, there's a lot of sides to it, but, you know, you're learning, you're growing all the while, and you need support from other people. So mm-hmm. the Oklahoma Senior Journal has so many resources. It's huge. But it's sometimes hard to know which one to pick.
Exactly.
So we're a little bit of a smaller community that you might call in and say, listen, I need a fill in the blank. Who have you used or who have you heard about? Who do you like? Mm-hmm. And you can find that.
And those companies come to you and get vetted, mm-hmm. basically.
That's correct.
And a lot of our members actually recommend. So if they use someone mm-hmm. that they liked, they'll recommend them, put them on our preferred provider list, and then other members can just jump on and go, oh, I need a plumber. So-and-so mm-hmm. recommended this plumber. I'm going to call them. So it's trusted resources. We like to say we are a trusted resource.
That's good. Because I vet everybody that goes in here, and I've got two articles in here right now from banks that's on frauds and scams against mm-hmm. seniors.
It's huge.
And they have to go, they literally hire a whole new department to take care of this.
Right.
Being able to go someplace like Villages OKC, where somebody has already been vetted and trusted, mm-hmm. that is, as they say, and use too much, priceless. How would you describe Villages OKC?
We're a community of individuals, organizations, and professionals that are committed to connecting people with information and resources to age successfully. We say mm-hmm. with vitality and purpose, mm-hmm. or those really who want to age in place,
yes.
who want to stay home and just need a little bit of extra resources. And we're a community. In the beginning, I said we're individuals, organizations, and professionals. So literally, that's everyone. Let's be honest. That's everyone in the world.
It is.
You fall in one of those categories. And so it's a community coming together to support the aging population, which everyone will be a part of, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
So that's when I get to the more mature age, I want that community that's there to support me mm-hmm. so that I can do it how I want.
You want to be the chief of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then have choices. So that's what it's all about. That gives you freedom.
And to make those choices when there's not a crisis.
There.
So I don't make good choices when I'm stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think anybody does.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't thrive off of that type of stressful situation. If anybody's gotten kids to school on time, they know what I'm talking about. So, you know, as a parent, you figure out, I better lay out my stuff the night before because I cannot trust myself to do it the morning of. And that's all that aging is. It's being a kid in reverse. So you got to plan ahead.
That's very good, Miss Dana. Dana, something I always have wondered is how in the world does somebody plan a funeral in 3 days? I mean, it takes a wedding, you know, you can go up for a whole year.
Right.
But that is something I wanted to throw back about the gift.
Absolutely.
Is you get to put together your wants, needs, desires in the gift. That person that is left here, your loved ones, don't have to completely, I mean, they're grieving.
Right.
And how do you make good decisions then, especially if you didn't know what your loved one, what their needs, wants, desires were?
Exactly. And I think that's a super difficult situation to be in anyway, because
yes.
you want to do it right. And if you never had the conversation, you don't know.
You'd...
And that will keep you up at night.
Yes.
Not the planning, but is this what they wanted?
Yes.
And if you don't know, you can't say that with certainties. Take
that's
the gift.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you can call Villages OKC about when their next one is. When is mm-hmm. the next one?
It's actually Monday night. We have an express, so it's a condensed version. 5:30 to 8:30, Monday night.
We're going to go on to another break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for what?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th. And include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Villages OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Villages OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans, but one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Robin Gunn coming back in here. I'm the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long, ladies, what does it stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Y'all are too. Yeah!
We were going to sing that, but I got.
That's adorable.
It's your new jingle. You need a jingle.
I do. Besides Rod Stewart. Okay, ladies, name one interesting person you have met through Villages OKC.
Eddie.
Y'all are really.
We're actually talking about two different Eddies.
It's true. It's true.
Okay.
We have
all
two
right.
Eddies.
So, Amy, you take Eddie first.
Eddie Sisson. Eddie became a member about when I came on.
Okay.
Eddie's ran multiple funeral homes out in Podunk, Oklahoma.
Okay, very rural.
He's hit all rural. That's what I was looking for, rural, not Podunk. He has owned all of these funeral homes, and he, every time he comes to one of our events and you start talking to him, he tells funeral home stories, and I can't tell you how entertaining it is.
They have to be.
It's so entertaining. And then he'll also talk about the other businesses he's had. Every time I talk to him, he's had another business.
Wow.
Like, you know, 24-hour fitness or something like that. I learned something new about Eddie every time I talk to him. Always entertaining, and his business life has been quite successful and quite interesting. So I always enjoy a good conversation with him.
Do you know how he came to Villages OKC?
Oh, man, I don't know his story on how he came to us, but he's been with us for a year, and actually Eddie found a girlfriend, and we haven't seen very much of Eddie. So Eddie, this is my call out to you that we need
Come
to see
back.
You again.
Okay. That was the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Come
Dana, back, who is your other Eddie?
Eddie Roach.
Eddie Roach.
Eddie
okay.
Roach is a former Oklahoma newspaper manager.
Daily Oklahoman.
Daily Oklahoman, yes.
Okay.
And he's just who I want to be when I grow up. He is so cool.
He's so cool.
I can't say enough good things. So we do the media together.
Okay.
And so I have had the absolute pleasure of teaching Eddie Instagram this year and doing reels. And it's so fun.
And so you guys do teach tech stuff too at Villages.
Yes. And he's taught me so much.
I bet.
Volunteers a bunch of places. I mean, Villages OKC is not his only jam. He spreads himself around the city. Like I said, he's just cool. He's active. He's seeing people. He's got a lot to offer. He always proofreads my stuff.
Love
it. I mean,
you got to have those.
He's amazing.
He also dug into the Facebook analytics, which he didn't know a lot about it, but he'll be like, I was just looking at this. And then he'll send this amazing report of all these things we needed to know that we didn't know we needed to know. And it's great.
I mean, I just relied on somebody else to show me about Facebook. You know, I wasn't going to go back into the analytics.
Right.
No. Villages has three core focuses to keep members on top of their game. What are those, ladies?
Learn, plan, and serve. We are ridiculous.
I swear they did not practice that.
It's true. It's not live, laugh, love. We don't do that.
We do do that, too.
We do that.
But everything we do falls under those three things. So it's a class where you're learning. It's a workshop on planning, making your plans for the future, or it's an opportunity to serve. So we make sure everything we do falls through those lenses because we feel like those are the three most important things you can be doing as you age.
Can I use that sometime, fall through those lenses? Because that was cool.
Yes.
Say the three things again.
Learn, plan, serve.
Y'all have to only say that together.
Absolutely.
That's great. How is Villages OKC different from other organizations?
In every way?
Yeah.
Wow.
We are definitely different in that we provide resources to help you remain independent. That is kind of one of our taglines, embracing independence. So a lot of places give you meals or provide you with transportation, which we can do some of those things and we happily will, but we also want to prepare you and give you resources to do things on your own, because that's really how everyone wants to age anyway.
Feel that freedom.
It's the American way.
That's right. You got the freedom by the tail. That's so true. Why should someone age 40 and 50 be a part of villagesokc.org?
Because if you're not aging, you're dead. So support the concept of doing it in a positive way. Don't fear it. Embrace it. I mean, that's what I tell my three kids. I have an 8-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 15-year-old. The 15-year-old, 15 going on 40. She's kind of an old soul.
Oh, I love
it. And I just say, you know, we don't get today again. So enjoy who you are. You'll never be a ninth grader again. You'll never be this age again. So let's not be sad about it, but just enjoy today, you know, live it to the fullest. And that's what we do at Villages. So it's not really about the number. It's living responsibly, you know, taking care of your stuff and then planning it ahead so you don't leave it for somebody else to figure out.
But also the truth is, we're at the age where, like, I buried my dad a couple years ago.
Wow.
I wasn't ready to do that at age 45. So right now, we will be facing things with our parents. We're going to need the resources. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't prepared. But thank goodness for places like this that can come alongside you and walk you through it.
That's right. Everybody needs a support team.
Yep.
Safety net, that kind of thing. So we're going to stop here. This is going to be less than a minute break. So have your pens and paper ready. We're going to tell you how much it costs to be a member, which is dirt cheap, and how you can become a member. So we'll wrap the show up that way and how you, again, get a hold of villagesokc.org. I just gave you a cheat sheet. This is Robin Gunn. I am hosting this wonderful show called The Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which, what does OSJ stand for, ladies?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. Y'all are great. Hello, we're going to get right back in here because we've got about 4 minutes left here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Oh my word, y'all are hired. We want to know about how to become a member and the benefits of membership and throw that price in there. I'm a member. My mom's a member.
Membership is $250 a year.
Did you say $250 a year?
Sure did. Oh. I think that's $22.17 a month.
No, it's 20 and some change.
Okay, so you could blow that at Starbucks without blinking
an
eye.
In 3 days.
It is dirt cheap. And here's what you need to remember. A lot of people say, you know, I don't need services. I already have friends. I don't need that. Well, somebody might need you.
Yes.
So what if you're Eddie Roach? And think of all that he has taught me this year and the friendship we cultivated from this. If he, you know, just stayed at home, I would have been denied that. So it might be somebody you're helping. Mm-hmm. So consider that option. So $250 a year, your membership includes free tech classes taught by a former Apple employee. He's fantastic. Wow. And the gift workshop, which we talked about earlier, that runs for $199 for 4 weeks, but it comes free as a member because we believe in that. And also the Power of Attorney class that we host. So we encourage you to get your legal forms together. Have an attorney close by, have it notarized, get it done.
All kinds of entertainment things.
All kinds. Yeah.
We love social
meetups. Yeah, seeing the city, all different kinds of.
My mom goes to a lot of those.
Yeah, she does. Women's coffee. I think she's a regular at the women's coffee.
Yeah, she loves the women's coffee.
Fun.
Yeah. Let's either have Amy or Dana tell us how to get a hold of Villages and answer if you're on Facebook and Instagram.
So yes to Facebook and Instagram, Villages OKC, and that's all one word, Villages capital OKC. And you can reach us on our website, villagesokc.org, or our phone number, 405-990-6637.
Or you do that one more time.
Okay, 405-990-6637. We also just launched a podcast called Empowering Independence.
Okay.
So if you're a podcast junkie, you can look us up on any podcast platform.
Lots of places. Laura Branch on, who's the CEO.
She actually dropped today. So
okay,
yeah.
She's my good friend. And then you also had Lance Robertson on. I've had him on the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, y'all have some great guests, which is fantastic. And say the name of the podcast again.
Empowering Independence. You good. Can just search that.
And then your podcast is called?
Around the Campfire with Amy.
I love it.
Shameless plug.
We like podcasts around here, I think.
They're the big deal, baby.
Always learning.
Well, we are down to our last minute. So, ladies, thank you so much for being here from villagesokc.org. That's all like it's one word, villages with an S and then capital OKC. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yes, it's been a blast.
It's
so
been
fun.
Very fun. Thank you, everybody out in the listening audience. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Again, Village's phone number is 405-990-6637. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which we're going to sing to you what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We will see you next week, and we can't wait.